Coach, I know I didn't have a chance to talk to you after the Indian Hills Community College game the other night, but hey, your kids had a great effort against Indian Hills. I know 88-73, you'll get another rematch with them, but I'm sure learning a little bit more about your team all the time, especially in those big games, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we came out with the right mindset. I think we played them pretty tough until about 10-minute mark of the second half. You know, I think it was a one-point game with 10 minutes left, and you know, there was a 4 or 5 minute stretch there where we just could not make a shot and they could. So, and then we tried to battle back and just couldn't catch them. So, but really proud of those guys' effort, you know, going into that game. I think those guys were prepared and, you know, just didn't shoot it very well second half. So,
Coach, you're going back to your old stomping grounds, Arkansas Hot Springs, a pretty important tournament, and it's going to be good for you and Drake, your assistant coach, Drake Henderson, to kind of go back and see some friends and play a little basketball, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. We are very excited about it, and obviously we've got Nate Coley on the roster that is from Arkansas, so I know he's excited. His family gets to come out and watch him play, and you know, it's over Thanksgiving break, and we know a lot of people down there, and you know, we're excited, man. We're excited to go back over there and play some good competition and have a good week.
Southwest Tennessee Community College, I do believe, is your opener coming up on Friday at 4 o'clock. What a good team. Are they off to a good start?
Yeah. They're a Division I junior college out of the Tennessee League over there, and you know, they're always very well coached. They play very, very hard. And so we're going to have to be ready to go. You know, they hit the offensive glass very hard. I think they're averaging 15 offensive rebounds a game. And that's somewhere we've struggled. And since the Indian Hills game, you know, we've made some adjustments to our defense to put us in a better position to rebound and stay out of foul trouble and some different things. And so we've been going all week trying to prepare for Southwest Tennessee. You know, we play them at 4 o'clock on Friday. So, you know, we're just thinking one game ahead right now, one game at a time. So,
yeah, it's probably a pretty nice thing that you had all week to practice, you know, after the Friday night game, some quality practice time to get ready for this one.
Right. Absolutely. And the guys have done a great job all week. I think this has been our best week of practice by far. And, you know, I think after that Indian Hills game, we realize what our issues are and what issues we need to fix. And I think the guys also know that. And so it's good to have that buy-in from those guys and have really good practices going into a Division I opponent.
What's it look like after the Friday game? They're coming up on Saturday on the other side of the bracket. What's it look like for you?
Right. So we actually had a team back out last week, so we were scrambling to find an opponent. So we have a post-grad coming in, Royal Ambassador's post-grad. For the second game, I haven't really watched a ton of game film on them just because we have been so focused in on Southwest Tennessee. And so I'm sure they will be a quality opponent for that Saturday game. And I believe that game is going to start at 2 o'clock. So
two games out there, come back and then get ready for the stretch run December with the, what do you got, six games? I think six games for the Christmas break coming up.
Right. Yeah. So we think, I can't remember if we've got 7 or 8 games left of the semester here, but I know we have one home game left when we come back. We got York when we come back on that Tuesday, and then we are on the road. You know, we've got Laramie Community College and Eastern Wyoming trip after York, which both those teams have improved since we have played them, and so we're going to have to be ready to go for that weekend. And then the last three games of the break, we've got Indian Hills at Indian Hills. And then we go to Las Vegas and play Salt Lake Community College and Snow. And so we have a pretty tough stretch there coming back. But, you know, we're excited about it. We feel like we've gotten better, too. And so we're excited for the opportunity to go up there and play those guys.